Starcom network now head of his own station. As I said, they don't hang the headphones up. They just start new stations. We continue with this tribute to David Ellis.
You're listening to A Tribute to David Ellis. A taste of achievement. We salute you on your retirement. Brought to you by
C.O. Williams, moving the earth to please, because in our work we take pride and quality we provide. Calmart.com, the online superstore with free delivery. BWU Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are better with us. 1359 Zen, the rejuvenation location. Lorry Dash, the original craft shop exclusively on Bay Street. Satisfy your creativity at the craft shop. Cooperators General Insurance, insurance the way you want it to be. Solar Watts, powering the future. Carter's General Store, at Carter's service comes naturally. Paint, lumber, hardware, and a whole lot more. Clayton's Cola Tonic, reach for the next level. Sagicor Life, wise financial thinking for life. Country Kitchen Essence, so full of flavor. Alcolado, protect yourself with Glacial. Septic Solutions, Barbados' number one grease trap and septic service. Cave Shepherd Card Services, Williams Equipment Rental, for all of your rental needs. VOB 92.9 FM, celebrating 40 years in 2021. And Starcom Network Inc.
You're listening to A Tribute to David Ellis, A Taste of Achievement, with the staff of Starcom Network. Salute you.
Hi, Mr. Ellis, Alicia from Traffic. Congratulations. Congratulations on your retirement. Often, people tend to think when they get this stage, it is the end of something. But really and truly, you are now beginning. Your biggest challenge of life is now about to start. Please enjoy it. Enjoy it. Relax. Once again, happy retirement.
As one of the youngest members of the Starcom News family, you've always been a good listener and a good role model for me, leading me in my professional journey. Your service to the journalism profession is on record as being exemplary and will not go unnoticed. You've inspired many journalists, including myself, and I want to thank you, Mr. Ellis, for all your guidance and happy retirement.
Hey there, this is Warren Fort, a.k.a. John Doe from Hot 95.3 FM. Just wanted to say a couple words of thanks, really. Thank you, David, for everything. Everything, really. Your years of service, especially the confidence you placed in me as an announcer doing my duty on Hot FM. I really appreciate that. And thank you for being the kind of person that you are as well. Very stand-up kind of guy, and it's not easy to find people like that in this business in these times. So once again, thank you for everything. Thank you, and hope you enjoy your retirement. Enjoy, be good.
Laverne Walks Advertising. David Ellis, Mr. Ellis, I want to join with you in celebrating this tremendous milestone. Through the years, you have cultivated a rich legacy, and I am overjoyed to have been a part of it. Upon joining the Starcom network team, and to this day, you have made me feel welcomed, and my opinion value, you are a true leader. Strong and decisive when needed, and yet your doors has always been open for new ideas, heart-to-heart conversation, and problem-solving. Though you may be retiring from your physical post, your legacy remains in the people, the programs, and the policies you have helped and shaped. Mr. Ellis, I wish you a happy, healthy, and enjoyable retirement. David No Nonsense Ellis.
Members of Starcom Network Incorporated, in this tribute to David Ellis, and via Zoom, we have Vic Fernandes and Tony Best. Yes, David.
I want to have John pull up a clip there. It is identified. Fine. Mm-hmm. So if it's ready, let me tell you the background to this. And it says that throughout my career, I have, as you said and recognized, interviewed a whole set of people. Mm-hmm. One afternoon outside Parliament, I met this man who was having a couple of drinks, and we were all there waiting to see Mark Williams go up the steps of Parliament, having been elected to to represent St. Michael Northwest. A big occasion. So I, as usual, would be walking with my microphone and my machine to get whatever I could and then put together a report, one type or the other. And here is what I got from this man.
By the time I got there, the pomp and the ceremony was all over. Yet there were about 20 people outside the East Gate who'd come to get a glimpse of what was happening on the inside of the Parliament Building's yard. Two of them were particularly noisy, apparent victims of an overindulgence in some of what the nearby bar was selling, and one of them spoke with us.
I was here for a reason, and for what reason I do not know. I was over in a shop drinking some liquor. I understood that the opening was today. So fortunately, I turned around and said, well, look, let me see what the procession is going to be like.
How many drinks you had before you come out here?
Oh, a conglomerate amount. What causes me to drink is my thirst.
What did you drink?
Oh, I had beer only.
Well, you had to have many beers.
Oh, knock it off.
You had a whole forest of beers, man.
A forest of beers. They were ugly like you.
That is what you call a taste of journalistic excellence. Verbosity at its best, as only alcoholic beverage can produce in the precincts of Parliament, no less. You know, but David and Vic and Tony, this is an area that I think, Vic, you and Tony, I don't know if David was part of the CBC team at the time, but that Palmetto Square area also has a story as part of the history of the development of broadcasting in Barbados, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does. In that it was the at one point it was the commercial headquarters of CBC.
Right.
But I just before I forget, two things. One, Dennis keeps. I don't know if he wants to parcel me out somewhere, but he keeps talking about this retire. I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning doing something I've never done in my life, and that is prepare news. And I'm working all day long, so I don't know where he's retiring me to. But I just want to say very quickly, and I know I had a lot of your time this morning, so I don't want to hog the thing. Mm. I just want to say something about the previous speaker, Tony Best, who hadn't finished his point.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I was in fact 17 when they gave me that newscast to read, and Tony Best was the editor, by the way, at CBC, and we were the newsroom. Well, radio. It was Radio Barbados then. It was not CBC Radio. It was Radio Barbados. The radio station was at Black Rock at the Palmetto, at the Lazaretto.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV studio and station was up at the transmitter site in Sturgis. And you had to drive at night on the way up to the Sturgis, sometimes with the news editor, Tony Best, in the front, typing the scripts and handing them to you in the back seat while you try to read them with Jimmy, the driver, and the vehicle bouncing around. And you went up to Sturgis and you read that news. So yes, I would have to blame Tony Best for my having read news. What kind of madman would put a 17-year-old the news? When I was finished reading that newscast at night, Dennis, and I tried to get up, I couldn't get up out of the chair. I remember the floor manager saying to me, it's over, you can get up now. But I couldn't move because my legs would not support me.
You needed a conglomerate amount of beers.
No, I didn't have a conglomerate amount of anything. But I want to say one thing, and I wanted to do this publicly for a long time. I want to say that I worked with Tony Best twice. Tony Best is the news editor of CBC. And then a couple of years later, Tony migrated to the States. And then he came back in 1977. And I want to say that hands down, the best general manager I ever worked under was Tony Best. And yeah, I would say to him, I got it and I leave it to me because he trusted me. He gave me that confidence. I remember when Tony Best had a brand new Datsun car, high-end car, and Ronald Reagan was coming to Barbados. And knowing my love of driving as a frustrated rally driver, that he gave me the keys to his car and told me I could go off to the airport, I could do the reports. Me and the late Leslie Sion would have to, because I would have to rush from the airport and then get back down to the Lara Court. And the fellas allowed me to go on the runway at the airport with Tony Bess's car. I mean, he really had to be a trusted general manager. But hands down, the best general manager CBC has ever had in my time at CBC. And CBC was turned around in that period. We went from a bastard system to color to NTSC. A whole range of things took place under Tony Bess's leadership. And he gave me the opportunity. I think I was probably the youngest station manager, probably in the history of the Caribbean. I was 27 when I was made a station manager. So I just wanted to thank Tony Bess. I've never done this publicly, and I just want to thank him for giving me that opportunity and to say it really was a great ride to work with you, Tony, at CBC. And it helped me to define who I am as a broadcaster.
Right. Tony, that's your lead in. That's about as good as you can get it. You were telling us about your interactions with David.
Yes. Let me say that to David, that there are some definitions of retirement. One is that you can, your opportunity to relax and to sleep late and to reminisce a lot about the days when you reach the heights of your professionalism. But listening to the young people who are paying tribute to you, it should be a source of satisfaction and pride, because it means that your legacy is living on. And your legacy is living on in the young people who pause for a second and to say, look, I appreciate what you have done. Now, that will continue because the other side of retirement is activity. You can be really a very active person, productive, and people would pause and ask, I thought he was retiring. What happened to him? I'm sure that my dear friend Vic Finance, and I thank you, Vic, for the kind comments that you made. You're very generous.
Truth.
As for David, I recall when David was out of Radio Antilles. There were people across the Caribbean who used to say that young man is destined for significant achievement, and so true. It reminds me of a story that I once was in Washington, and I went to an old friend of, spent an evening with an old friend of mine. And we were talking about everything. My friend was a golfer, and he said, I want you to meet, I want you to see this person. I think that he is going to be the outstanding golfer of the world. He introduced a lot of people to this gentleman and this star, superstar. And the superstar was no person other than Tiger Woods. In a lot of ways, David, journalists see you in the same breath as what Tiger Woods is to golf, then you are to broadcasting. And that is no mean achievement. To be spoken of in the same breath as Tiger Woods and so on. One of the things that
the voice of one veteran comparing David to another star. Tony Best, and we return to Tony, his comments, his recollections on this special tribute to David Ellis. As we head to our news time at 12:30, wanted us at this point, just before we continue with the live part, to listen to some of the tributes sent in from those who have supported the Starcom Network in no small measure to the work of station manager David Ellis and the programs he's produced over time. One of them, Sagicor's Early Business. We hear from Paul Innes, the Executive Vice President, General Manager Barbados, Executive Manager Corporate of Sagicor.
As we embark on a profession, we all set out to do our best. In that pursuit, some of us lose faith early on, some forge forward valiantly, and some achieve the greatness we originally set our sights on. But then there are the few, the 1%, who are simply so outstanding that they go on to redefine what it means to be the best at their chosen profession. With their own unique and indelible style, they made such a mark that they become a milestone in the history of that profession for years after they have left it. They are the ones whose contribution lives on as legendary. Such has been the work of the incomparable David Ellis to the mediascape of Barbados. And we at Sagicor are pleased to join with the business community, the media fraternity, Barbados, and indeed the Caribbean in celebrating David's life's work as he embarks on his journey into retirement. David Ellis is a household name in journalism and a fixture in the Barbadian household. His penchant for investigative journalism and his prowess as an interviewer fused together to make the popular Down to Brass Stats the cornerstone of daytime radio it is today. During his days as host and moderator, he would turn the spotlight on critical issues of the day, holding many a foot to the fire and insisting that the facts be revealed and laid at the feet of the wider public. Over his 40 years in the field, he was pivotal in building the reputation of VOB 92.9, helping it to rise to the prominence and gain the respect of its fans and competitors alike. David's influence was also felt outside of the River Road studio, lending his skills to several organizations, of which we at Sagicor were one. Sagicor has benefited tremendously from his consultation on several projects, from our demutualization to the celebration of our 175th anniversary. At Sagicor, we have also been a longstanding sponsor of his program, Early Business, a partnership that lasted for over 10 years and counting. To one of Barbados's most veteran broadcasters, we say thank you for your stewardship. We are honored to have worked with you during your tenure. Though your departure will leave a void, we know that you will continue to lend your talents to the development of journalism and media. David, we wish you all the best on your next chapter and cannot wait to see what you will achieve next.
That's Paul Innes, the Executive Vice President, General Manager Barbados of Sagicor. And I spoke of the involvement of David in several of our programs and the sponsorship of those programs. One of the programs that we've done with the assistance of Williams Industries Incorporated is Brass Tack Sunday. Again, one of those programs developed through the minds of David Ellis and Vic Fernandes, who turned what was at the time point at issue into a point at issue with a call-in element, because the demand was there for a different type of programming on Sunday.
I want to talk a little bit about that, Dennis, because that was a very significant decision that was made. Mm-hmm. When we came up with the idea of doing Brass Tack Sunday, we came up against a whole set of opposition, and Vic will remember that. The then Prime Minister was bitterly opposed to it. He actually queried, you know, what would Sundays be like having to put up with Brass Tacks and that sort of thing. What we did, therefore, was to make sure that Brass Tack Sunday was not the same as Brass Tack Monday to Friday, which is an open program, and that we establish a specific topic on that particular day. And that is the format that it has continued to take since then. But it was not born in less than hostile circumstances, I can assure you.
I'm glad you put it that way, David.
I got one of those phone calls from the former Prime Minister. For us, Nick, I get a break from what I thought. Like, I'm giving letters in my plate all day long. You know, on Sundays, I can't get a rest.
I wish you people would not.
He said, no, Prime Minister.
But I tell you, one of the interesting things, though, is that it again underlines the risk taking that David Ellis did, because, you know, I started by saying, you know, they called him the gamble, or they called me David Ellis's gamble when I slipped into the chair. So it's obvious that he didn't mind gambling from time to time. I mean, approaching a gentleman at a bar after having a conglomerate amount of
you like that pizza?
Oh, yeah. I wondered if you were going to find it, because I wanted to hear it as well. because
the problem is I have a lot of material that has been developed on cassette, some of them on CD, you know, mini disc. Mini disc came only for a short period.
It was like 8 tracks in cars.
But the quality was good. The quality was really good. And we still have a lot of material to run off, which can be very useful going into the future. It really should, a lot of it should be the National Archive, I can tell you that, because these are people, significant players at the time, who had a lot to say about where Barbados was, where Barbados should be going, apart from things like Taste of Achievement and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I hope to be able to work with Starcom and trying to get a lot of that material digitized, because...
Mm-hmm. Well, we head to the latest from Starcom Network News, the 12:30 edition, and we continue with this tribute to David Ellis, station manager, on this Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. We invite you to stay with us, because when we come out of the news, we'll have some more tributes. You'll have a chance to interact as well. And we'll, of course, have the input of David, something he likes to call bringing balance. There's going to be an interesting twist to the balance of this, the Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thank you, John. A tribute to David Ellis, Taste of Achievement on this, his 65th birthday, on the Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Just before we went to the news break, I made reference to Brass Tacks Sunday and the tenacity of David and Vic in bringing what was then Pointed Issue into the program we now have called Brass Tacks Sunday. And despite the challenges they may have faced from the political directorate, the business community came to its support. Williams Industries Incorporated has been associated with Brass Tacks Sunday for, I think, almost its entire existence. So it's only fair that we hear from the chairman of Williams Industries Incorporated, Mr. Ralph Busy Williams.
Good morning, listeners. My name is Busy Williams, and I'm here to pay a tribute to David Ellis prior to his retirement from Starcom Network. I'm not doing this because I respect David for his work only, but also because he's actually a friend of mine. And he was among those who helped me to celebrate my wedding on the 14th of August, 2007. So long before David was a heavy hitter, we were friends. Then, of course, I respected him as a fair-minded journalist who always seemed to be willing to listen to the voice of ordinary people in Barbados, and of course to speak to them clearly, although he did not agree with every view that was expressed. David was always willing to listen. That is the reason why Williams Industries has always supported the Brass Tacks program on Sunday, simply because we think that it is very essential for the voice of the ordinary Barbadian to be heard and to be listened to. Just this morning, I was looking at a few comments made about David over the years, and he has taken on some really thorny issues in this island fearlessly. I have, for example, I remember when he took on the doctors in Barbados for issuing sick certificates for 2 weeks and so on for two sneezes. And that was quite controversial. I believe you have to be a pretty fearless guy to do that. Now, the next issue that David took on was the issue of listening to blogs or paying attention to those blogs that were fairly written and you could check their accuracy. Another comment I heard was, are Bajan blogs under attack? Did David Ellis speak out on behalf of the beleaguered media practitioners of Barbados? These are things that cause me to respect the man. He's not only has his opinion, but he's prepared to listen to other opinions and express a view on them. And very often David will say that I do not agree with you, but you have the right to your opinion, which of course is the hallmark of a good journalist. So the fact that we have been having discussions in Barbados about the role of blogs and so on is largely to the credit of David Ellis. And secures his position as being head and shoulder among counterparts in the business of journalism. So I'm wishing David a very successful future after he retires. I am not a guy who dwells a lot on retirement, because David is a very, very bright individual who will move on from wherever he is now. And I don't think he's going to be on the beach sitting down doing nothing. So I wish him all the very best for the future, he and his family. And I hope we will catch up after his retirement, and we'll share some views. I'm sure he will not agree with all of my views, but he will give me a chance to express them. He will listen and I'll hear his. Thank you very much for allowing me to come on the program and say a little tribute to my friend David Ellis. He's a very respected journalist in Barbados, and I'm sorry to see that he will be departing from the Brass Tacks program as the top moderator, without doubt, on that program. Thank you very much indeed.
The chairman of Williams Industries Incorporated, Ralph Busy Williams, in our tribute to David Ellis. And we continue as we head into the final hour of Down to Brass Tacks. We'll, as we say, put the foot on the gas a little bit, perhaps like Vic in that vehicle that I was told used to leave skid marks in front of Presentation College. But I'll save that for another time, perhaps when Vic eventually retires. Yes?